Hey everyone!
Can you imagine to be married to an unknown person?
No.
Manjeet neither.
Manjeet, also called Manny, is a teenager who lives in England. His parents immigrated from Punjab, India for economic reasons, and they brought their own beliefs. His family is very traditional. They want him to become a real Punjabi man. But Manny is different. He's got much more liberal and Western values and considers his family to be ignorant and racist. He rather hangs out with Adi, his best friend. They go into town, they smoke and play football. Things his family doesn't approve of, and he gets beaten up a lot for it. When Manny's dad wants him to marry an Indian girl, he rebels even more against the family. Finally, his father decides to go back to Punjab for 2 months with the whole family. He hopes that the time in India will straighten Manny out, so that he agrees to the marriage. But Manny still feels different from everyone. He doesn't want to accept his family's plans for him. He wants to live his own life. When his family leaves him behind in Punjab, he escapes the country with the help of his uncle Jack. In the end, he agrees to the wedding. But Manny plans to take revenge on his family. Well, let's have an insight into the book.
The toilets in the motorway service station at Leicester Forest East stank of disinfectant. But at least they were warm compared to the biting cold wind that was kicking up outside in the car park, where my two brothers Harry and Ranjit were waiting for me. Waiting to take me to Derby, to a wedding. My wedding. A wedding that I hadn't asked for, that I didn't want, to a girl who I didn't know. They must have sat there waiting for me, laughing to themselves about how I had finally succumbed to their way of thinking, their way of life. A good Punjabi man at last, after years of being a tearaway, a rebel, a junkie, and a philanderer. At least, that was what they had called me at various times. I thought about my old man, waiting in the Gurundwara in Derby, smiling a forced smile as the alcohol in his blood ate away at a little more of his liver, dreaming his once technicolor dreams that were now played out in a sepia tint haze, dulled by the disgrace that was his youngest son. Me. You see, if they had bothered to open their eyes, they would have seen me. 17. Angry. Upset but determined. Determined to do my own thing, to choose my own path in life. They would have seen the marker left in those toilets at Leicester Forest East and realized that underneath my ill-fitting suit, I had on my real clothes. That in my head was a hip-hop tune that summed up exactly how I had them. They thought they were finally playing me, that I was dancing to their tune, when all the while I had them dancing to mine. It's kind of hard to explain the journey that I've made over the last few years, but I'll try because I believe that it's a story worth telling.
Bali Ray, the author, knows exactly how it feels like to be raised in two cultures. His parents also immigrated from India, and he grew up in an ethnically rich part of Leicester in England. His writing is based on the reality that he has seen since he was a child. As the only member of his family to graduate from college, he uses writing to encourage the people around him to read books. He speaks to them in their own language about situations they can identify with. Unarranged Marriage is his first novel, and it won many awards and received the national media coverage. Many works followed.
But why should this book, Unarranged Marriage, be taught in school? The book contains aspects such as immigration and the question of identity. There's the conflict between living in the Western world and the expectations and traditions of the family, especially for young people. The story is set in a multicultural society, and multiculturalism is presented very positively. I think that it is very important and relevant in our time. The book also gives you an insight in the Indian culture and way of life. The unarranged marriage is a moving topic for students to discuss. They are around the same age as Manny and can feel with him. The story is told out of a boy's point of view that might be more motivating for boys to read it. In terms of topics and language level, the book would be suitable for class 9 and higher.
Reading the book made us feel like entering into a different culture, and we really enjoyed that.
So, have fun!
It's worth it!